Sharon is a 28-year-old and has been served an eviction notice for the four-bedroom house she is currently renting for herself and her seven children. The house is damp and generally in a poor condition. Sharon says she has constant difficulties trying to get the landlord to attend to problems. When you enter, there is a faint smell of gas. Sharon says she's reported it, but says it's currently okay compared to what it has been, as she's keeping the windows open. The house has one toilet which has leaked for several weeks. Neither issue has been addressed by the landlord. You notice that there's no fire guard around the gas fire in the main room. In the corner of the kitchen there are two cages, one with gerbils in and one with a guinea pig in. A cat sits on the chair. The animals appear well looked after. During your visit, four children are inside the house. Only three of the five school-aged children are in school. James, age four, spends all of his time on the sofa wrapped in a stained, uncovered duvet. He appears to be sleeping. Sharon says his cough has kept him up all night and he's having a rest. Henry watches television during your visit and doesn't appear to notice you or respond to your greetings or comments. Sharon tells you he's always like that and she just ignores him. As she speaks, she ruffles his hair, which generates a smile but no eye contact. Sharon tells you that Henry won't go to school because James is unwell and that it's always been this way. Emily and Charlotte come in and out of the room. Emily holds up her arms to be picked up and asks for food. On one occasion, she's upset because Charlotte has her toy. Both are wearing nappies which look very full of urine and smell strongly. You don't hear either Emily or Charlotte form complete sentences during your visit. Sharon tells you that her boyfriend, Steve, wants to move in more permanently rather than just staying over at weekends. She's worried about her benefit claim if he does. He's insisting they have a baby. She's not keen, as there's no room in the house for another child. Sharon is also frustrated that it's impossible for her and Steve to go out with all the children together. She's also worried about what might happen if his pet tarantula escapes.